Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Good morning. It's it's Stuff Your Doctor Should Know. I forgot who I was for a second. And who has not forgotten who they are in these times, in these perilous times? It's Kitty Martone, and it's Healthy Gut Girl, one and the same. And this is Stuff Your Doctor Should Know. And I woke up to my neighbors who are, they're doing construction, and it's overcast, and I didn't sleep great, and they were doing some construction, and they were singing, and they had their music on really loud. And I was like, you know, that's annoying. But then I was like, you know, it could be worse. And I was thinking of getting a t-shirt made that just says it could be worse, because it could be worse, right? I mean, we're in a pandemic, but people could be, did you ever see the movie Outbreak? I mean, literally people could be like bleeding from their orifices and falling dead in the streets. And it could be much worse, guys. Today, I'm having a guest that is not going to really highlight any of the craziness that's going on, because I know my last few podcasts, we've talked a lot about some pretty heavy stuff, from conspiracy theories to actual numbers to all kinds of stuff that can be upsetting and not helping you feel better. So today, I have a guest that I really, really love. And her name is Vanessa Van Lee. She has a company called The Seed by Van Lee. And her information is in the show notes. And we've been friends for a really long time. She lives in Houston, and she's originally from Mexico. I think from Mexico City. She's an incredible chef. And she has a program that I've mentioned before in my podcast where she actually helps you get handy in the kitchen remotely. So you can hire her, and let me tell you, she is way more affordable than you think. Let me tell you this crazy thing. So Charlie and I, you know, when this whole thing happened, we were nervous, like everyone was, particularly about, you know, the financial situation. We're like, what are we going to do? This is crazy. Like everyone, except those people that didn't lose their jobs, of course. And so, of course, you know, because we couldn't go out to eat as much as we used to, I've been cooking 3 meals a day and snacks, right? And it's been 2 months just about now, and it's shocking. I mean, we knew the numbers on paper, but we didn't really experience the savings of what it's like to not DoorDash and eat out all the time. Because even if it's just, for us, it's like, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday breakfast, Sunday dinner, Monday lunch, and Monday dinner. That's usually what we would do. And oh my goodness, in LA, on the west side of LA, I mean, we're not talking about going to El Pollo Loco either. I'm talking about like going out to eat. It's unbelievable. And so it's shocking how much money you can save. But here's the thing, you know, you have to learn to be handy in the kitchen. And I never was. I was someone who would get super frustrated with the thought of going and into the kitchen and having to make even just one meal, let alone plan an entire week of meals. So that was one of the reasons I went to culinary school, just to kind of get that under my belt, so I wasn't so offended and daunted by the kitchen. But it's expensive to go to culinary school, you know? So this is such an incredible program, because she teaches you how to get handy in the kitchen with whatever you already have in the kitchen. So it's not things that you have to go out and purchase as far as tools. As you know, people think they need to get a Cuisinart and they need to get a, you know, all kinds of stuff. Vitamix even. She will work with whatever you have. It's an incredible gift that she's got because she's resourceful. She's like a survivalist in the kitchen, you know, where every time I feel like I'm ready to take on some kind of kitchen chore, especially when I was in school, I felt like I had to get whatever my chef had at school. So if she had this fancy noodle maker, then I had to go get this noodle maker. And that's just not how it needs to be. You don't need to become Ina Garten, you know, Barefoot Contessa, to all of a sudden be a master chef or to even cook anything that's palatable. It's not necessary. And so she's just this expert at doing that. You know what she does? She kind of does what I do with nutrition. You know, when you see some practitioners, it's very daunting because they just flip-flop your life upside down and all of a sudden you're burning out because you can't keep up with the amount of supplements or with the regimen or whatever. And it's like she meets you where you are. And that's what I do. It's like, look, if you can't afford supplements or if you're not good in the kitchen or if you travel all the time, whatever, I can work with that and help you to get healthy anyway. And that's what she does, and it's pretty awesome. So I want you to listen and you know, get inspired about getting excited in the kitchen and listen to. And even if you're already handy in the kitchen, she can upgrade your skill level. And she's doing some free specials too, guys. So definitely listen to the end because she talks about what she's offering you. And once again, I want to thank our sponsor, Jigsaw Health. They have been tremendous through this whole pandemic. They were, I don't know if they have any money left or not, but they were giving away, they had a fund that they were allowing people who applied to get $150 credit towards any supplements with their company. So you can go to jigsawhealth.com and check out and see if any of that is left, which I think, you know, you never know, it might be, and all of it's helpful. And, you know, I've been living off their magnesium through this pandemic. And we had a long conversation the other day about doing a Facebook Live. So we are going to do a Facebook Live and you are invited. It's going to be on May 7th. I think we're going to do 10:15 in the morning. I'm going to post all of this information on my social platforms and I'm going to send out a newsletter. And it's going to be me and Patrick Sullivan Jr., the CEO, and we're going to talk about low-grade stress and how it impacts your hormones, your well-being. And this is unique. So if you think that you are familiar with how stress impacts the body, that's great. But there is a level to this particular environment that we're all in that is different because you know what I liken it to? It's like if you are in an ocean that's shark infested, you're just like swimming around and you can't get out. You're waiting for a boat to come and save you or something. I don't know. And you never, never, never once see a shark. Never. But you're in shark-infested water. Just the concept, just the idea that you know you're in that water is going to have a tremendous effect on your nervous system, on your sympathetic nervous system, on your cortisol, on your hormones, on your endocrine system, on your gut health. And how are you supposed to handle that? How can you combat that? You know? So that's kind of the concept is like, you know, maybe you don't know anyone who is sick with this virus. Maybe you don't, maybe you didn't lose your job or you're not struggling as much as others maybe, or you're actually enjoying this environment. You're having a good time because it's, you know, it's almost like a little vacation and you know things will return to normal and you're not too stressed about it. But there is a part of your brain that is in a place that you've never been in your entire life, that none of us have been in. And it's an unknown factor. It's a variable that's added into our psyche that is creating a certain level of stress. And I mean, look, if you don't agree with that, good. I'm glad that you don't think you're under any kind of stress. That's great. Stay that way. And don't listen to this, to the rest of what I have to say. But the majority of people there is this thing in our minds, and it's a level of unknown. Even if you don't entertain it and spin out of control, like I can sometimes, it's still there. And so, that's what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be talking about how you can protect yourself and how you can sort of upgrade your way of handling it and normalizing your endocrine function. And it's not just about supplements. In fact, that's a small part of it, or it's an important part of it, but it really is about perspective, about what you can do in your daily routine, all of these types of things that can help you to manage your stress, especially when you're at night and it's nighttime and it's like 3 a.m. and you're in bed and you're like, that's when it goes really crazy, right? That's when you get really cuckoo about stuff. Like, well, my kids get sick. What would I do? What if I had to die alone? What if I'm in? And you just go crazy. At least I have definitely been there. So I get it. And you have to join us this week, tomorrow, Thursday, April 30th, the last day of the month. Van and I are going to be doing a Facebook Live, 1 p.m. Pacific standard time, and we're going to make one of the recipes from my book. I think we're making the arugula squash salad. So join us. It'll be so much fun. She'll be in Houston. I'll be here, and we'll be like, you know, doing this double time, FaceTime, Facebook Live, IG. I think it's IG actually. So join us again. You can go to The Seed by Van Lee. Let me see her Instagram, grandma. I've got the right here. It's The Seed by Van Lee. Just like it sounds, like The Seed, S-E-E-D, by Van, V-A-N-L-E-E. So go to her Instagram and or to mine, which is healthygutgirl_, and join us for this fun recipe in the kitchen together. It'll be so cool. But it wasn't until a few years ago that you and I really connected, because we had similar hormonal journeys, right? So how did that all happen? So you were already, you said that when you met Charlie around that time, that began your journey into self-love. So after that injury, do you feel like it really like killed your momentum?
I don't know if it killed my momentum. I actually did pretty well in that program.
Oh, nice.
But then many things happened. Then it was like years happened until I really started to be aware of the way that at the beginning it started with me. So I started to be more aware of how I was taking care of myself. I've been a professional chef for 20 years, a little bit more than 20 years. And it just hits you really hard, you know, when you work like 12, 15 hours a day, and then you get home and you're exhausted. And then the only thing you've eaten in the whole day is a bag of chips. And then when you arrive home, you're so tired that you're like, well, I don't want to cook, you know. So I started to see how that was affecting my life and my hormonal imbalance, like you were saying. I started having panic attacks. And I just knew that it had to stop. I knew that I had to do something for myself. So that's when I started to do all kinds of research. Spiritual life started. I started meditating. And then I started doing research on food and just was overwhelmed at so much of, so there was so much information, you know? So I just said, okay, I'm going to look for this, and just start slowly. And as I started seeing changes also and feeling changes more than anything. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that I had to share, because so many people go through things like that.
Yeah. You know, I think that's something that I love about when people go through, and then they decide and they start to make their way through it, and they see a light at the end of the tunnel, and they start getting better and better. And then they decide, I'm going to share this, because a lot of people don't. And there's no judgment on people who don't, you know, that's fine. It's just not their path, you know. But I love it when people like, you know, like yourself are like, you know what, I learned all of this and I'm going to incorporate it into my work. So that's what I really want to know about, how you started to alter. Like, how did your health changes in the place that you were working affect your cooking? Like, did you say, hey guys, now we're not going to do tacos every day? Or were you like, we are, but we're going to do vegan tacos in a cassava tortilla? Like, did that shift how you were working with people?
Well, I mean, it did. It did shift. And I had actually some friction with the owners at the restaurant where I worked, because I just refused to use the same oil for 3 days, for example.
Wow.
So I said, well, I mean, we can just use, I'm going to get a better price. I already talked to the vendor, but I need to change the oil every day. And they were like, no, because it's not cost effective. And I mean, many examples like that. So what happened was that I quit. I was working at a pretty good restaurant, a big size restaurant, and the menu was really nice and everything, but we just took all the shortcuts that so many restaurants do just to make the cost lower. And I just wouldn't do it, you know? I didn't want to do it. I refused to do it. It just felt that it went against who I am now. So I started to brainstorm with myself, and I said, there has to be something that I can do. So that's how the seed was born.
Wow. So, okay, you just blew my mind there, because I remembered that the restaurant that you worked at, you know, was high end, was pretty good restaurant. And this is the case. Like, when I tell people, even though you're eating at a restaurant that's, let's just say in LA, and it's organic, and it's non-GMO, and they really have your best interest at heart when they come to the menu planning, the fact is they've got an overhead. They have to get, it's about the bottom line, and they're going to cut costs where they can. And almost always it's going to have to do with the quality. And you kind of can't fault them sometimes, because they have to keep the lights on and try to make a profit and pay everybody. But ultimately that comes out as affecting your health. Now you know, and I know my listeners know about the quality of oil and how what a huge effect that can have on your liver, which ultimately just cascades into hormone issues. You know? You know that. So that's amazing that you did that. I didn't know that. That's amazing. So then what happened to you after, when you left there? What did you do after that? You just started your own business and you were like, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to have to do this.
Well, it was pretty funny, because I have this conversation with the universe all the time. And I just ask, is this the right path that I'm going? And then, so I was deciding on quitting on that restaurant, and I was pretty mortified one night, because it was like a leap of faith in reality. Mm-hmm. And that night I remember saying, I really want to know if this is the right thing that I'm doing. And then the next day, first thing in the morning, whenever I checked Facebook, I had a text from a lady, a pastry chef that I had worked with, and she has a restaurant. And she said, hey, I'm looking for someone to lead my kitchen, but it has to be someone like you. It has to be somebody that, aside from cooking, has a spiritual life, because for her, like, her religion is super important. And I said, well, what about me? And she said, what? And I said, well, this is what happened. And she said, I would be delighted. So I would love to work with you. So I started to work with her at her restaurant, and at the same time started to launch and create and launch the seed.
Wow. How long ago was that?
This was 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what kind of changes do you feel like? Let's talk about the how important, and at what point in time you realized how profound and important food choice is. Like, was that just a slow, gradual thing you did by reading and researching, or did you know it in your, like, in your gut?
I think that we always know. I think that we refuse to know that we know, because it's not convenient. Because by knowing, that means you're going to spend more time in the kitchen. You're going to have to make different choices. But I feel we all know. There's a big difference from the time that we eat a hamburger and how you feel, or a hamburger from outside in a fast food restaurant, or if you make something for yourself, or if you eat a salad, or if you eat something fried. I feel that we all feel the difference. So, I mean, it, to me, it was research on one side and then trial and error on myself. So I would say, okay, I'm going to eat this and I'm going to write down how I feel. And then I'm going to eat this the next day and I'm going to write down how I feel. And it's just so evident, you know, yeah. whenever you eat foods that are energizing, you feel so well. And whenever you eat something fried, for example, you feel, you know, it's not that you feel bad. In some cases, people feel bad, but you just feel different.
Yeah.
So that's how I did it. I started to do a lot of research. I remember there's a book that I really love called Your Gut. And that doctor who wrote the book speaks about how 80% of the food that you eat is already absorbed by your body before it even gets to your intestines. So that just proves how it literally you become what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read that, I was blown away. You mm-hmm. know, I was like, whoa, okay, these people need to know this because we eat so mindlessly so many times. And yeah. whenever you become aware that the Cheetos that you're eating are already part of you, it's pretty impactful.
Yeah. Yeah. You just don't think that it's, you don't think of it in that profound of a way. You know, you just satiating yourself, right? You're just eating whatever because you're hungry and you just get it done. And, you know, we say Cheetos and hamburgers, but there's also that other level of eating that's mindless, that can be just like overdoing the carbohydrates and overdoing the sugar that's hidden in salad dressings and stuff like that. That's where I feel like it gets more intricate. And mm-hmm. that's what I feel like what the work you're doing now, when you decided to start coaching people online and you told me about it, I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing. Because that's, I would say 85% of my clients that I work with, and I told this to you before when we were collaborating, is their problem is going into the kitchen at all and creating anything. Mm-hmm. Eat this, the most simple soup or just making breakfast is so frustrating for them and it consumes them, and the kitchen becomes a place of dread. And I was like mm-hmm. that too, actually. I grew up, I was a terrible cook. My sister used to make so much fun of me because I couldn't even scramble an egg for some reason. And then I developed this fear of the kitchen. So by the time I got to the age where you're feeding yourself and you're cooking for yourself, I was like, nope, going to El Pollo Loco, going to, you know, I would just, El Pollo Loco is the like healthy fast food, I would say to myself. It's a chicken burrito with beans, okay, minus the cheese. Thank you very much. And it's like, no, that is bad food. And so anyway, so I loved that idea that you were, you know, you're bringing this awareness. And this is where it gets spiritual. And Charlie was like, you have to talk to her about spiritual stuff. She's such a spiritual person. So who would have thought, right? We're going to like talk about food and diet and talk about spirituality, which is that to change your perspective about how you create a meal for yourself, you can actually meditate on making that, making it a good experience, right? So mm-hmm. I know, like, I didn't want to throw you a wrench in the spokes here, but can you talk about your connection to food and to spirituality and creating health for yourself?
Okay. So to me, nourishing yourself is like a very profound sentence. You know, it doesn't just mean eat. You can nourish yourself in many, many ways. But speaking of food, because we're speaking of food right now, nourish yourself means whatever you're going to put into your system is going to, it's going to be like a virtual hug. I'm going to say this just occurred to me, so I don't know if that's even really making sense, but it's like a caress, you know. It's like by putting something in your body that is going to make you feel better, you're telling yourself, I love you, and you are at the same time in harmony with the whole universe, which I know it sounds a little bit woo-woo, but it's true, you know, like the whole universe is in balance. The only ones that have become unbalanced are humans. And that's just because we just go, 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 go. But if you take a moment and close your eyes and breathe and just feel, all of us are going to feel, because all of us have the capacity to feel whenever we are in harmony with everything. So, I mean, there's many techniques that I use. I'm not going to talk about all of them, but one of the things that I do all the time is whenever I'm going to eat or I'm going to cook, I just put my hands on top of my food and I say, well, I might say it in Spanish, but I'm going to say it in English.
You can say it in Spanish too. You can say it in Spanish too, because I want to hear it.
Okay, so in Spanish I say, limpio y desmancho de toda negatividad que pudieras traer hasta este momento. Ahora limpio y desmanchado servirás para nutrirme. So what that is, I clean you of any negativity that you might have, and now your only purpose is going to be to nourish me. So, I mean, I'm a total believer in the energy that goes out from the hands. So that's why putting your hands on anything with the intention of love can do miracles.
Yeah.
So that's something that I do all the time. And I just feel that cooking with a sense of love and with a sense of pride and happiness, I tell my clients, hey, get the music that you love, turn it on, and just relax. Whatever that means to you, just relax. I'm going to give you recipes that are going to be at your level of cooking. So you're not, many times we look at a recipe book and we're like, oh my God, I don't even know what this means. What's blanching? What's poaching? So people tell me, this is what I know. And I make recipes, especially for what they know. And I feel that can get you in a better place in the kitchen. And from there, you can start progressing and then getting better and better as time goes by, because we can all get better. That's a fact.
Yeah. That, I mean, I'm glad you said that, because I never thought I could get better, never thought I could get better with cooking and with, and baking in particular, because I just didn't have the focus. It was like I had ADD, you know, I couldn't just sit there and be specific with a recipe. And, you know, of course, with baking, it's everything. And also with certain recipes, it's like, you know, you have to pay attention to detail, and it can be in itself a meditation. And that's where I got to, because when I went to culinary school, which was nothing like, you know, what you have done, but it was just like to get the basics, because I was doing so many videos and making so many cultured foods. And I remember one day Charlie said, he was filming me cutting some vegetables, and he's like, It looks like you're going to cut your fingers off. He's like, I do not want to be the person that films you cutting your fingers off. So I said, I think I need to go to culinary school and at least learn how to use a knife properly and, you know, set your food out in preparation. So when you film it, you know, you're using the food from left to right so that you're not like looking for everything on the, there was all these secrets that I learned. And what I realized, and I wasn't expecting to learn, was that there is this attention to detail that you can turn into a meditation. It reminds me of like the Buddhist tea ceremony, where these Buddhist monks are learning how to pour tea for years and years and years. They're just doing the same actions of getting up and pouring tea. And it's like, wait a minute, what is there to pouring tea? Well, that's, you've got to find the specificity and the beauty in something so mundane as cutting a carrot, yes, right? And then I started to see there was some, you know, spirituality and beauty in the process. So I love your prayer. And if you don't mind, I'm going to borrow it. Not in Spanish, though. Or maybe in Spanish.
I'll send it to you in English.
Yeah, or both. Send it in Spanish so I can learn both. And then okay. Hang on. My dog is throwing up. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay? Okay, and now she's eating it. Okay. You okay? I'll have to edit that. Aw.
Please.
Nothing like a dog vomiting out of nowhere to freak you out a little bit. Sorry. Okay. Okay, let's get back to food and spirituality. So, so basically, I think that, you know, that's also food out. Go to a restaurant, because 99%, I'm going to take a wild guess, 99.9% of food when you're out to eat is not being prayed over, and it's not being, and there's not a lot of love going into it. Even a restaurant, and you tell me what you think. Even a restaurant that's fantastic, when they're on a Friday night and they're packed, it's almost like they're in an automatic pilot. And there's really not that kind of time. It's like you're just doing the machine. You're doing the thing, right? And so the food isn't going to be as nourishing as it would be if, A, you made it yourself, or you had you as the chef making it with those intentions behind it. Do you agree with that?
100%. I think that the majority, like you said, doesn't have like a positive or a negative charge because mm-hmm. They just do it like a machine. But mm-hmm. many, many times also people are angry when they're cooking because they don't like their job, or they're not even a cook, but they just have to be there because they have to be there. And that's when it gets tricky. And that's why even when I'm at restaurants, I always do the little mantra that I told you on my food, because you don't know, and people are not to blame whenever they're in a kitchen. It's such a stressful moment. I cannot even tell you how crazy it gets.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand, you know, I kind of understand when some people are cooking angry, but just I really recommend for people, if you don't want to say the whole phrase, that's fine. But just whenever you get your food, just put your hands on top of it and say, thank you for this food because it's nourishing for me.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, it's super
your
fast.
Attention. So what advice do you have for people who work in the kitchens, from the chef to the cold prep people to everybody? When you said, you know, you work a really long day and then you come home and you've had a bag of chips and maybe you've eaten a couple of radishes while you're chopping vegetables, and then you get home and you don't want to cook, you don't have the energy. What advice do you have for somebody like that, where there's no hope in sight?
So for the cooks and for everybody else who works long hours, I know that right now nurses, for example, doctors, there's so many jobs that you work for 14 hours a day. My recommendation would be have healthy things at your house, in your fridge, just ready to be eaten. If you have a day off, I know, because I've worked 6 days a week, and then on your day off, you have so many things to do, but it's 100% worth it. If you take 2 hours just to say, okay, I'm going to have carrots that are already, or all veggies prepped. I'm going to have protein that's already ready, just to either put it on a pan or even already cooked. And then that way, if you want to munch, that's fine. But then you're going to munch on carrots and you're going to munch on things that you already have ready. So my advice would be have things that you can eat right away, and it'll take you 5 minutes to reheat them. Mm-hmm. Because that way you're going to eat something that's good for yourself and don't have to spend an hour in the kitchen.
Right. You know, it's funny because when you say that, but people who don't know you and don't follow your Instagram, which, by the way, everybody needs to follow your Instagram, because, and it's, what's the your Instagram handle? What is it again?
The Seed by Van Lee.
The Seed by Van Lee, VanLee, because when you say eat some carrots when you get home, it sounds like, okay, yeah, I really want to eat carrots when I get home. But when you see the kinds of things that you make with to go with, like a little hummus dip or a little bean dip or something like that, that's where I feel like you excel past so many health practitioners and even me, because it's a stretch for me. You know, when I learned how to make sauces and dips, my life changed, and soups, really, my life changed. Everything got more delicious because of that, because people will say, oh, great, I'm going to eat carrots. That's boring. But, you know, you learn how to make a quick dip that's healthy, and that's the stuff what you post pictures of that is just like, now that I can come home and munch on, you know. And so that's what I think people should hire you for, is because you learn that extra step that doesn't take much time, but once you know how to do it, it's like you will, like you said, it's 100% worth it, because now everything becomes more delicious and you want to munch on that, right? So
you know that, I'm sorry to interrupt you, one of the things that made me do what I do, which is the Seed by Van Lee, is exactly what you're saying. You know, I realized that I have the experience of 20 years in a kitchen, which the majority of people don't have. So 20 years in a kitchen just gives you the tools to be able to hack recipes and to take shortcuts. And nobody tells you that in a recipe book. They give you the whole long recipe, and you're like, oh my God, okay, 20 steps, okay. So what I'm trying to do to help people is just contract those recipes, make them in 3 steps, even if I don't add the final details, you know, some details that don't really matter. I think that I have enough experience to say, okay, if you don't add this, it'll be fine. I just want to make things faster and shorter and easier so people can actually do it and say, okay, it'll take me 10 minutes. I saw it on a video. I'm doing live videos every day, either on Facebook or Instagram, just to show people that because of the times that we're facing. It's like, okay, whatever you have in your pantry, that's fine. We're going to make something super yummy out of that and super fast.
What I think is something I really like about your Instagram also and your work is that, you know, people think, oh, I'm going to hire this person or I'm going to, you know, like for me, I'm going to hire this person and she's going to destroy my entire kitchen because they're going to make me throw out all my stuff. You know, they're going to make me throw out the things that I love, like my cheese and my this and my that. And I like that you're like, no, we can actually make a grilled cheese. We could make a quesadilla. We could make something with that cheese that's actually going to, maybe it won't be the healthiest thing in the world, but compared to what you were going to eat, it's going to nourish you and it's going to be really delicious and it doesn't have to be unhealthy. And that's something you're really good at as well. So do you have a cookbook that you're going to come out with soon?
It's funny that you're asking me that too, because I'm planning on it. I don't even have a date, but I'm planning on it because of what the requests and stuff that I'm getting from people right now, specifically in these days that we've been in our houses. People have been asking and asking. So I feel that it will happen. I don't know when, but pretty soon.
Okay. Well, I think I should hook you up with my publisher so that you can, maybe they can light a fire under your butt and get you writing something. Because they really love doing books, cookbooks that are health oriented. So really driven towards not just, oh, here's some healthy recipes, but also what we're talking about, which is that sort of like spiritual aspect and health aspect and, you know, the holistic aspect of feeding and nourishing yourself. So what about something that you also offer is to make like little mini cookbooks for each individual client that you have. How does that work and how do you have time to do that?
Okay, so that's one of my programs. I actually called it My Cookbook because that's what it is. For example, say that you were going to be my client. So we talk on the phone and I send you a questionnaire. And in that one, you just answer super detailed everything that you love to eat, everything that you don't like, if you have any restrictions, if you have any health issues. And then you send it back to me and I start creating your recipe book. So it's 30 recipes that take in consideration your skills, the gadgets that you have at home, and like I said, your diet, your restrictions, the things you like, you don't like. So I create a recipe book just for you. And then during a month, we have a one session every week that lasts for 2 hours where you and I cook online and I can show you anything. I mean, if you want to start by, hey, how do I use my knife? How do I chop? How do I cut an onion? We can start by that, or if you already know that, then just whichever recipe seem more challenging to you, then those are the ones that we do online.
Wow. Okay. So what I really like about that, I mean, I knew about this program, of course, but you said something that I think a lot of people will like, which is about the gadgets you have and don't have. Because a lot of times, like in my cookbooks, I actually say, you know, like these are one pot recipes. Well, what if somebody doesn't have an Instapot or a crock pot, you know, and then they can't use that recipe all of a sudden. So this will be customized to say, I don't have an Instapot, I only have a stock pot, I only have one saucepan, and I don't have a Vitamix, I only have a second-rate blender. And then you'll be able to say, oh, well, with that second-rate blender, let me tell you what you can do. And then you'll be able to show them how to use everything they already have. That's so cool.
Thank you very much.
That's really smart. I don't think anybody's really doing that. I haven't heard of anybody doing anything like this. I think it's really cool. Okay, so what else? How can everybody reach you? And tell me what else you want to talk about specifically. Anything like health-wise or anything?
So Instagram and Facebook are the same. They're the Seed by Van Lee. And then the webpage, like I was telling you earlier, is the seatbyvanlee.squarespace.com. I just finished it. I'm pretty proud of it.
Congrats.
But one of the things that I wanted to talk about right now is how we are facing these times, specifically in the subject of nutrition. Mm-hmm. I get notes and notes that about people saying how stressed they are, how they don't want to cook anything, how they just want to eat chips all day. And I totally get it. I mean, we are all, and by all, I literally mean all, because 100% of the people in this planet right now are feeling the same kind of stress. So there's a couple of things I want to quickly say about that. The first thing is that don't stress about what you don't have in your kitchen. Don't say, oh, but I don't have any produce, for example. There's people that don't have access to produce right now. Well, that's okay. If you have beans, if you have rice, there's things you can do. And I'm giving free advice to people right now. Whoever gets in contact with me through social media, I can help them. If they say, okay, this is what I have in my pantry, I help them come up with recipes to just be at ease. You know, right now, what really matters is that we all go through this together. And the last thing we need is to be stressing. So especially for moms who have children and they're like, oh my God, I got my three kids and I don't know what to do and I don't want to take an hour cooking. You don't have to. So seriously, whoever wants to get in contact with me, I will gladly help you out. Whatever you have in your pantry, I'll help you to come up with some recipes. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about how we're dealing with stress right now. And the importance of just breathing. You know, when there comes a time in the day that things seem to start to get crazy, just close your eyes wherever you are, except for driving, and then just take a couple of deep breaths and say, okay, so what can I control right now? Okay, what I control is my house. I can control my workouts. I can control the things that I watch and I don't watch. We cannot consume the things we are seeing on Facebook and TV all the time just mindlessly.
Yeah.
We need to have our limits and know, okay, I'm going to watch the news for 10 minutes in the morning and that's it. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing else that you're going to learn by watching it every 10 minutes except for building fear in yourself. So I really wanted to express that. And also I wanted to say thank you very much, Kat, for having me. I think the world of you, you know that. I'm a big fan of you and your books and everything. I have recommended your books to many of my clients.
Aww.
And if there's anything I can do for you anytime, you just have to holler.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me because I look up to you. And if you like my cookbooks, that's all that matters, really. You and my mom. I think that's so profound, actually, you know, setting limitations and boundaries to consume not just what you're eating, but what you're consuming through your eyes and your ears, what you're seeing, what, you know, and same thing with social media. I have to give myself limits. I mean, I do work on my phone as well, but still I had an 8-hour screen time the other day. Don't you think like you can shift your perspective of what is going on in the world? And say, this quarantine is such a beautiful way for us to transition to old traditions, like simple things like eating more homemade food, which I think it was Mike Adams who has this quote that said, you know, 85% of the disease today can be addressed by simply eating at home, making your own food. And what a scary way to do it, but I think it's an effective way that we're all quarantined and we almost have no choice. We can order food out and whatever, but to make a conscious effort, a conscious decision to say, you know what, I'm going to use this time to retrain myself to cook my own meals and to cook for my family. I know you agree with that.
I totally agree. I think that right now we always have a choice. We always have a choice on what we decide, on how we do things, on the attitude that we're going to have. So the choice right now is, are you going to take this situation as the worst nightmare in your life, or are you going to take this situation as a huge opportunity to go inside? We all need to go inside. We all need to know what's happening inside of. We all need to know what we need to get rid of, because there's so many things that don't serve us and we don't even realize it because we're just going through life quickly. So I really urge people, even the people like me who don't have a job right now, because I have my online business, but I'm not at the restaurant because all the restaurants are closed. So even if you lost your job and you're saying, oh my God, it's easy for her to say it. It's not easy for me to say it. Even though I don't have my job right now, I choose to go inside and I choose to be here present and love my husband and love my dogs and cook with all the love in my heart, because there's only two options: to either do that or just do things that are destructive. And that's just going to leave you, whenever all this ends, in a worse place. I feel that we all have the opportunity to be better whenever this all ends, and then we can face the world in a different way. So I do think this is a great time to just cook for your family, even if it's a quesadilla, like Kat was saying, that's okay, because you're going to share it with the people you love and you're going to tell stories and it's going to be amazing. It's okay to feel amazing in these times too. You know, we don't have to feel bad all the time because what's happening sucks. We can feel happy. We can have happy moments and not feel bad because of that. So I urge everybody, if you have a chance, just gather with people in your house, or even if you're by yourself, just say, I made this amazing thing for myself and I'm going to be thankful because it's going to be good for me. And that's the way I feel about that subject.
Great. Yeah, good. And just to let our listeners know, if someone is a vegan, or do you work with vegan food and vegetarian food as well, right?
Yes, with any kind of diet and every kind of style of eating. So vegans, vegetarians are all welcome.
Okay, great. Great. Oh, man, this is so beautiful. I really think everybody needed to hear from you, and this time is perfect. So Ken, I'm assuming that since you said people are, you know, for people to reach out to you during this time, that maybe you're offering, assistance to people, that, you know, like discounts or whatever, or packages or whatever during this time, so people are able to take advantage of your knowledge and your help. You know, they can look at it like they're going back to school for a little while and learn from you how to do these things. Good.
Yes. To anybody who mentions your program in either a direct message or an email or whatever, they're getting a discount. And then also to people who just want to know what to cook with what they have in their pantry, that's free. That's for anyone. That's an offer that I'm giving to anyone for free. Just direct message me. I answer all my messages, so I will be happy to serve in any way I can.
Oh, good. Yay, I'm so glad we did this. This is such a bright, love-filled podcast. I think everybody's going to really love it. So thanks again for taking the time. And it's so nice to see you again. It's been a long time.
So nice to see you, too. I have to visit you as soon as we can fly.
I know. As soon as this is all over, no more wasting time with the people we love. We have to make efforts to see them. Charlie says hi and sends his love.
Thank you. Tell him we have to do a Zoom one of these days.
Okay. We'll do one of those house party Zooms and have some some margaritas and some quesadillas together.
Perfect.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Van Lee's my family. You know, it's just one of those people that you just feel like you could just spend all day in the kitchen and just laugh and chit chat. And, you know, it's cool. And like I said, this quarantine, this pandemic, this situation has really made me appreciate the people who I care about in my life even more, and want to be able to, and I hope this doesn't change and everything just goes back to normal. I don't think it ever will. But, you know, where you want to see
a shift in how you make more of an effort. I'm going to say that differently. I want to see a shift in how I make more of an effort to be with those people that I care about, you know, and not let things get in the way like, oh, you know, whatever. It's too expensive to fly to Houston and visit. But you know what? Is it like... You want to talk about expensive and having perspective on finances. Don't eat out for 2 months, right? I mean, the amount of traveling and visiting friends I could do, we could do by simply not having sushi every Friday night is a big deal. It's like you really could. I mean, there's so many people that I have to see. I want to go to London and see my friends Sam and Gemma and Wade and Marlo and Nala. And I want to go see Van in Houston. I want to go to New Mexico, see my family and all my friends there. I mean, you know, there's things I want to do. And I think, and even here, how many times do you cancel on friends because you're like, it's already 7:30 and I could just sit here and watch the rest of Ozark and go to bed, you know, and you cancel. I don't want to do that anymore. Of course, hold me to that. Ask me later when this is over and see if I changed it up. My hoarseness is getting better, by the way, if anyone's wondering. I have been using Jigsaw's Colloidal. They're silver immune. It's a colloidal elderberry product, and I've been gargling with it and also drinking it. And it's really great. It's amazing. It really takes the edge off that hoarseness. But I think ultimately I have to just stop talking and give it a break, right? But you can't when you have a podcast. You can't. It's like being a singer. Like you can't give it a break until you have to, right? Until your voice just is bye-bye. And then we'll have to get Charlie on here to fill in for me. And you have to join us this week, tomorrow, Thursday, April 30th, the last day of the month. Van and I are going to be doing a Facebook Live, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're going to make one of the recipes from my book. I think we're making the arugula squash salad. So join us. It'll be so much fun. She'll be in Houston. I'll be here, and we'll be like, you know, doing this double time, FaceTime, Facebook Live, IG. I think it's IG, actually. So join us. Again, you can go to The Seed by Van Lee. Let me see her Instagram, grandma. Let me get that right here. It's The Seed by Van Lee. Just like it sounds, like The Seed, S-E-E-D, by Van, V-A-N-L-E-E. So go to her Instagram and or to mine, which is healthygutgirl_, and join us for this fun recipe in the kitchen together. It'll be so cool. All right, friends. Well, again, check out the, what did I say? The Facebook Live coming up on May 7th. And we're going to do a giveaway. They're going to give away another magnesium bundle. Do you guys remember that giveaway? It was huge. It had like a million things in it. It was such a good giveaway. So we'll probably do that during the Facebook Live, I would imagine. So just follow the show, check out the show notes, and also check out the my Instagram, healthygutgirl_, and also on Facebook. And we'll talk to you soon. If you're going to buy something from Jigsaw now, make sure you use that coupon code so you can get 10% off. Kitty 10. All right, friends, talk to you soon.